Let's talk a little bit about clinical evaluation of the newly diagnosed patient. And as you know, we did a survey of, I think it was about 25 clinical investigators, both gynecologic oncology investigators as well as medical oncology investigators, to try to assess how they were approaching it. We asked you and Dr. Brad Monk, the other co-chair of this project, also to take this survey. So I kind of want to allude to that as we go through this. But one of the first questions that we tried to sort of tease out, and we looked at this based on whether the patient has BRCA germline or not, just to see how that would affect it. But one of the first questions we looked at is the question about whether therapy would be given neoadjuvantly or not. Can you talk a little bit about how you approach that decision and what the key clinical research databases are that have led you to your approach?
So this is a very complex question and a very thorny question that there's still a lot of discrepancy in terms of people's views as to whether or not it's completely equivalent to offer a patient neoadjuvant chemotherapy or primary surgery on the one hand, or whether one should strive to operate in all those patients where it's possible. And of course, the confounding factor there is the quality of the surgery and the quality of the support structures that exist for that surgeon. So you see up and down the country differences in the primary surgery rate. So we would offer probably around about 30-35% of patients neoadjuvant chemotherapy because we have very good surgeons, very good support structures. Whereas you could go to another part of the country, even though it's a designated center, and about 80-90% of their patients would be offered neoadjuvant chemotherapy and surgery halfway through. And that's not to say that, necessarily it's because one surgeon is better than another, but that may be a factor. But it's also to do with the timing, the space that surgeons have in their operating lists, the support structures in terms of, GI surgeons on hand, ITU beds, et cetera, et cetera. So there is this debate that continues as to whether or not they are equivalent or not. And we've recently completed within Europe, led by the German group, the TRUST trial, which has been a trial of neoadjuvant chemotherapy versus primary surgery. And you might say, well, what? Not another one. But yes, this is different because this has only been done in centers that are highly specialized in the field of surgery. So you're controlling, if you like, for top quality surgery. And this trial has completed recruitment, but we don't yet have the outcome. But I think many surgeons still feel that primary surgery is the way forward if you can do it and get the patient to no residual disease. Certainly in Europe, we feel that no residual disease is really the divider between good and less good prognosis. We no longer would accept that less than 1 centimeter residual disease is a reasonably good prognosis. It's either zero residuum or some residuum in terms of the prognostic division.